Board members previously voted to return to the more traditional free and reduced lunch program, which requires families to apply and be approved for lunch assistance. Waukesha was the only one of Wisconsin's 408 eligible districts to opt out of a temporary program that has made meals free to all students. Board members say they received thousands of calls and emails after their June vote gained national attention last week. Board President Joseph Como says he has more information now.
Back in June, I believe this administration could make sure we wouldn't have children coming hungry to school. As I learned more about some of these situations, I became concerned that our administration wouldn't be able to.
Como was one of five members to vote to reverse the June decision. Madeline Fox, Wisconsin Public Radio.